Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, February 17th. The grains closed higher with March corn up 3 cents at 6.50, March wheat up 17.5 cents at 7.98, and March beans up 4.5 cents at 15.92. Currently, we've got the Dow Jones down 600. Crude oil is down $1.90 a barrel. Some of these things indicate that, you know, Putin is planning an invasion any minute, with the wheat up 17.5 and the Dow Jones down 600. But you would think crude oil would be sharply higher if he was moving in, and it's down $1.90. It's only about $1.70 off its lows of the week. So it's a little bit of a mixed signal here on what Putin's actually going to do. We rallied the corn and beans late to close higher. We were lower with just, I don't know, half an hour to go, and then rallied them late here like we've been doing. Nobody seems to want to go home short. Tomorrow we have the March options expiring. Right now we got March corn at 650. We would probably try to settle there if the market can do it. That way all the 650 puts and calls will expire worthless. For the wheat, we're at 798. My guess is we'll close right at $8 and let all the $8 puts and calls expire worthless. March beans are at 15.92. My guess is that we try to close it right at $16, so all the $16 puts and calls would expire worthless. Whether they're able to do that or not in light of what's happening in Russia and Ukraine remains to be seen out here. Basically, the wheat was, you know, kind of the leader here. The meal and the oil both closed a little bit lower on the day. Meal down 20 cents, oil down 16 ticks. I'm surprised the beans were able to close higher with the oil and meal both being lower. But that's what we saw here. Is Putin going in? You know, I think it's really a 50-50 shot here. You know, flip a coin. You know, he's all dressed up. Is he just going to turn around and walk away? I find that hard to believe. Maybe he's just going to keep those troops on that border for a long time and just, you know, have them there as a threat. Who knows? But there was nothing seemingly positive out of the Security Council meeting. Blinken gave a speech saying he doesn't want war. He wants to stop a war. But the Russians want some concessions, which U.S. and NATO don't seem to be willing to make right now. So we're continuing at this stalemate. Does Putin go in after the Olympics here? It's certainly possible. He was supposed to go in yesterday. Like we mentioned this morning, I think there was a couple of cannon shots fired into a school in Ukraine. Maybe he's just testing the waters. I don't know. But it's, like I said, it's just a mixed bag out here. I wish I could give you some better ideas or a better direction on this market. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877. I would say this one thing. You know, you really want to, if Putin doesn't invade tonight or tomorrow, you really want to go home short on a long weekend knowing that he can. So I think the odds are that we would probably close this thing higher tomorrow. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.